An awful lot has happened over the past 3 months when it comes to the future of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater at Marymount Park here in Quincy. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater have been founded, and they have put together an entire summer series of free events to take place on Friday nights. So Sarah Trenda Callard is back with us for an update on, Sarah, what's gone from fear of losing the amphitheater to now a full schedule of events. Thanks for coming back. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
we're excited. So much has happened. It's been a very, very busy time.
I can only imagine. It was March 28th. We were in the same studio having a chat about the possibility of losing the amphitheater, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to say that we are not 100% there yet. In terms of just feeling 100% secure, you know, because I have not yet spoken with the mayor, and I look forward to speaking with him. I have told, you know, Dave Murphy that I'd be happy to meet with him. But until I hear from the mayor that we have a long-term commitment, there's always a little bit of hesitancy.
Okay.
But we just have to take each day as it comes and celebrate our victories. And right now, we're just thrilled that the city is at least for now working with us. Mm-hmm. And great things are happening.
So I guess the biggest thing is that the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater has been founded, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did
yes.
that happen? You know, tell us about that process.
Well, I mean, it's really just like any group, coalesces, you know, it's just been coalescing. And I mean, I really feel like it was founded from a while ago
okay.
as a group. I mean, if you want to say incorporated or official, you know, we're still, we are incorporated, but we haven't taken the next step to nonprofit status yet.
Okay.
Just because as we've gone along, we realized that there is no need to rush into that.
Mm-hmm.
And that does involve, you know, pulling a board together, pulling a lot of other, you know, elements together.
Okay.
And Laurie Earle, who's just a fabulous member of our group, she leads her own nonprofit, and she advised us on that. She was like, there's really absolutely no reason that you should, like, you know, just steamroll into that.
Okay.
So it's something that really should evolve more, what would the word be?
Organically?
Organically, there
okay.
you go. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
So good to know.
Yes, but we are an official group for
yes.
sure. Yes.
Yeah, which is nice. Who are the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, Sarah? Who are
the Friends are, I mean, we are an all-inclusive group.
Yeah.
We are very all-inclusive. And every day when I go on to either our email group, or we kind of have two different groups, you know, the email group and the Facebook group, and now we've started a web page.
Okay.
So we do have a webpage that is going to be friendsofrga.org.
Okay.
And, so that'll be great once we get it developed. But
yeah.
So we've reserved the website, and
yeah.
we're just now starting to build that.
Sure. How many of you are there, would you say, even just roughly?
Oh, gosh, that's really hard to estimate.
Okay.
But there's probably thousands.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
I would say there's probably, because there are so many people that actually do not officially join. First of all, there are so many people that are not on Facebook.
True.
There's an awful lot of our younger folks are on Instagram, and we're also right now creating an Instagram page
okay.
as well.
All right.
And then there are so many people that just are not on social media at all, and they're on the email group
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that we hear from. I would have to say that, you know, when you just kind of pull all that together, we're probably up around, you know, over 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I would guess. That would be my guess anyway.
Yeah. Okay. It was really amazing to see, and I think even folks in the city were surprised to see the passion that erupted, you know, out of the possibility of losing the facility.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it looks beautiful in the new park now, I feel like. I mean, I really feel that the way that they've done the plantings on next to the stairs and the new pavilion, and
mm-hmm.
it actually places, I feel, you know, I feel like it places the amphitheater in a really nice way.
Yes, yeah, I saw it on Flag Day. It is much more prominently displayed now as part of Pageant Field rather than just kind of, you know, off to the side.
Yes.
Have there been any improvements to the facility itself, to the amphitheater itself?
They have started some improvements. So the electric work is done.
Okay.
So we have modern power now.
Yeah, about that, right?
We're not looking at the old
the
conduit
rusted out
that
outlets.
Was
yeah.
So we have we're powered up.
Excellent.
We're ready to go.
Good step.
We are also, you know, there's some, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's some there's a lot of moss that has kind of isn't really the nice kind of moss. It's kind of unsightly. So they're scrubbing that off with a mason and power washing, and then they're going to repoint all of the stonework and rebuild the little pieces of stone that have, a few parts that have crumbled, like right next to the stage.
Yes.
It's a little section.
Yep, okay.
So they're going to do that, and also they're going to paint the railings.
Excellent.
They need to be painted and tightened up a bit.
Sure.
Someday soon we'll probably have like a continuous rail, which is better for, you know, code. But for now, this is good progress.
Starting to spruce it up.
It's going to be looking nice, and
one of the concerns was accessibility, right? Handicapped accessibility.
Yes.
Has that been addressed? You know?
Yes. Well, we have a fabulous architecture team that has come together and has been working on this. It's actually a lot more challenging than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
Putting a ramp just into the mid level, that mezzanine level, is not as challenging as getting a ramp, an additional ramp, or an offshoot of that ramp that will go to the stage.
Okay.
So these are the challenges that the architecture team has been working on, and I want to say, you know, a big thank you to Maria Mulligan and Bruce Callard, James Barron, and my good friend Michelle Lederer from Harvard Graduate School of Design over there. And, you know, she lives in New York, everybody has just come together around this project. There's been a great sharing of ideas. And we even have a young architecture student who has joined us as well.
Really? So it's turned into a teaching environment at the same time.
It is. It's fabulous. But there's all kinds of great ways to approach it. What we didn't want to do is just kind of steamroll in with a haphazard. You know, this is a historic landmark, and we hope to get, you know, that status.
Mm. Oh, really?
Eventually, yes.
Well, it'll be 40 years old next year, right?
Yeah. So, so pretty soon, I think, you know, we could go for that. But you know, we want to handle it carefully.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, certainly Marymount Park is already, you know, a historic site.
Right.
The city, right. So it makes sense, I guess, to take the next step forward, right?
Yeah. But in terms of accessibility for now,
yes.
I was very happy to hear from Dave Murphy that the bathrooms there are handicap accessible.
Okay.
And our top level of the amphitheater has always been handicap accessible.
Because
so that's
right
fabulous.
There at sidewalk level, right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so that's fabulous. So we're actually going to, you know, reserve spaces for anyone in wheelchairs or who has a walker and can't make it down
some
and wants to,
issues.
You know, sit there at that top level. And then, fortunately, that top level does kind of connect, you know, it does connect with the bathrooms, which are also on that levels.
So. Yes. Okay. Oh, very good. Yeah. And lighting, I think lighting was a concern also. Has that been addressed?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Actually, we're just going to, fortunately, like most of our events do not really go into the nighttime hours.
And
it'll just be like just starting to get dark, perhaps, at the end of some of our events, except for our movies, which are purposefully in the evening.
Right. Yes.
So for lighting, we have just a couple of, you know, what would you call it? Mobile,
portable lights.
There you go.
Okay.
Portable lights that we're setting up.
That'll be adequate for.
Yeah, and honestly, that's what they recommend for a small outdoor venue like this.
Okay.
So it's really not the kind of a venue where you would need any sort of, you know, permanent
big studio lighting grid or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they probably wouldn't. It probably wouldn't hold up in the weather over time anyway.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're ready to go. But the biggest news of all really is you have 9 performances lined up on Friday nights, free performances, starting June 30th and running right through the end of August. How did you do that, Sarah? How did you get all these entertainers together in such a short period of time to put on some great performances for free?
Well, they're not all for free, and that's where I want to say thank you to the mayor and the city and everyone for allocating a budget to us. You know, it was a modest budget we had to work with, I'll tell you. So we had to do some.
Yeah, it was $10,000. I think.
Quite modest for a summer of events. But we are grateful.
Sure.
We are grateful for anything that we can, anything we could get, and we were able to bring in some big names for that, and that's just fabulous, you know. And so
let's talk about them. what's going to be happening at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater for summer of 2023?
Yeah, so we're starting off with opening night. So that's on June 30th at 6 o'clock. Most of the events are at 6.
Okay,
we're calling them Friends Fridays.
Yep.
And it's a real, you know, it's brought in collaboration with the city of Quincy, which is just I'm very happy about that, that we are moving in that direction. So so opening night is open mic night. It's your stage. And we have the Rudder Kings, which is Kevin Coughlin's band.
Oh, okay.
He's been a wonderful supporter. So they're going to host the night. And actually, that night is turning out to be really fabulous because there's a band called The Freight that are really great, and most of them are from Quincy. Mm. And they're most likely coming. I haven't got the final word from them yet.
Okay.
But if you go on our Facebook page, you'll see their photo shoot that they did at the amphitheater, and they're fabulous. But they're likely coming. We have Mike Delaney, who does the open mic at Farmers Market.
Yes.
He sort of heads that up. He's coming. We have Mel Gillespie from Melodrama. She does a fabulous Cranberries cover.
Oh.
So she's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have even some poetry happening as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like we're just. Oh, and I should mention our Bollywood dancers.
Bollywood.
Yes.
Okay.
So Shiv, who does the Multicultural Festival.
I have met Shiv.
Yes, she's wonderful. She was very helpful. And so she was able to connect me with this fabulous group of Indian dancers. So they're coming.
Okay. Yeah. And there's even a special tribute night to your late father.
Yes.
Who designed in the amphitheater, right?
Yeah. So people felt that you know, I've been hearing from a lot of people that we have, of course, the tribute to Ruth, to Ruth Gordon, very important. But, you know, it was said to me that it would be nice if we could do some kind of tribute to my dad as well.
Yeah.
So I thought, yeah, sure.
So what would he think, Sarah, about what's going on with the amphitheater today?
I think it's fabulous.
What would he think, though?
What
would your dad think?
Oh.
Yeah.
He would love this.
Yeah.
You know, I think, as I mentioned before, he was a musician himself.
Right, yeah.
So he would absolutely love it. You know, on the night that we're honoring him, Celtic Quincy, we are having some Celtic music because that was my dad's, that was my dad's thing.
Okay.
And also because Quincy has a big Celtic root, mm-hmm. you know, history. So that's kind of nice. But yeah, he would love it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have contacts with all these different groups that are coming, or you know?
No, you know, and I want to say also a shout out to Lynn Hudson, who has been a great help also. So she helped me in booking the Room Full of Blues.
It's a great act.
With John Hall.
Yeah. Okay.
He helped as well. So the two of them were a great help. I think that took me about 2 weeks of work just booking them.
I'm sure.
And their sound, because they're an 8-piece band and they have a lot of sound requirements, and our budget is tight. So it took a lot of finagling, but we're super excited to have them. And then Lynn was able to book Racky Thomas, which he's coming on July 7th. And she also was able to get Alana Katz, who is a fabulous singer in Appalachian style folk, that's going to come with him. So, as sort of a special guest. So that's really going to be a wonderful night. Yeah.
You mentioned, you know, this is they aren't free because of the city budget, but they're free admission, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Free admission.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, I'm very grateful for even just any budget at all, you know, and hopefully, my hope is that the city will see that the people love this place and that this is a valuable venue to go forward.
So increase funding in the future for it.
Well, I do think that in order to do this type of program in the future, we'll probably need a little bit of a bigger budget going forward.
Sure. Yeah. So, and once the nonprofit is established, folks can make donations.
Can make donations,
right? As well, and they'll be tax deductible too.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the August 4th Remembering Ruth, a Ruth Gordon tribute night. It'll be from 7 to 11 that evening. Yeah.
Yes, that is probably our most important night.
Sure.
I mean, not to put hierarchies here on anything, because everything is so wonderful.
Right.
But, you know, Ruth Gordon has just become someone that I kind of look up to and admire greatly, as I've learned more and more about her throughout this process. And we have a great night planned. So we're going to do a screening of two of her more well-known films, Harold and Maude, which has a great cult following.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a late night showing of Rosemary's Baby,
which was, of course, widespread showing and huge acclaim.
Yeah. And so that's going to be terrific. But what's really exciting is that her grandson, Jack Harris, is going to be joining us, and he's going to bring his son. So her grandson and her great grandson will be in attendance.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to be starting the night off with a song by Cat Stevens. I'm not sure if others are familiar, but Cat Stevens, he has I've forgotten his name now. He goes by
Yusuf Islam.
Oh, there you go. Yes, okay. Yeah. So Yusuf, he actually wrote all of the Harold and Maude soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to start out with one of his songs, Morning Has Broken, by Marcus Johnson. And then we're going to follow that with a theatrical performance by a wonderful actress, Anne Danby, a Quincy actress who she's become a major, you know, part of our group.
Really?
She's really fabulous. And she and I are kind of working together on, mostly Anne, though, is pulling together theatrical scenes from Ruth Gordon's life.
Okay.
And we have some other actors and actresses that are involved in that. We're going to do that first.
Okay.
About 30 minutes
before we screen.
Yes, so it's going to be kind of a fun-filled night with a little bit of everything.
And I would think for her son, but especially her grandson, to see that performance and be very meaningful.
Yes.
Because probably didn't know his grandmother, right?
Yes, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just delighted that that Jack is going to come. And, you know, I just want to thank Maggie McGee for reaching out to Jack. Maggie and Jack are both in the same field of physics, so they have that connection, and she put me in touch with him, and it's been really wonderful.
And lo and behold, you have a show.
Yeah.
Now, how will you do the movies, Sarah? We have like a portable screen, or
yes. So we have a outdoor screen and projector that the Quincy Rec has.
Oh, okay.
That we're going to use. I'm going to actually be doing a technical run through to be sure
very good.
Everything is working.
Yes.
And if not, there's always the rent, you know, rent the screen, which I've also researched. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. But, yeah. All right. So you have a plan.
Yes, we have a plan.
Very good.
Yeah.
There will be some refreshments, I understand.
Yes, we have. Yes. So we have Break Rock Brewery, which is Jay from Break Rock Brewery. Yep. Thank you so much for agreeing to do a pop-up. I believe they're going to just set up there in that new pavilion. Seems like a perfect spot.
It really does, yeah.
And the city's getting the food trucks for us.
Okay.
So we're going to have food, drink, and, you know, it's in the after work hours. If you work, just, you know, pop by after work
right.
and
yep.
enjoy a little happy hour, you know, free entertainment. And if you don't work, then, you know, you don't have to worry about that part. You can come early.
Sure. Well, there's plenty of free parking up there, you know,
yes.
which is very attractive.
Yeah.
And if folks haven't seen the newly renovated Pageant Field, it's worth a trip up there. It really looks amazing.
It's beautiful.
New half-mile asphalt walking trail along the
yes.
entire perimeter of Pageant Field as well. So beautiful vistas of Quincy Bay and Black's Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be a nice evening for sure.
Yeah. And I'm really excited for also, like, Quincy Rocks. You know, that's a night that we're actually having some local bands from Quincy come.
Oh, okay.
That are younger bands that are very popular. One of the bands is they're just graduating from high school.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Daisy, but they've already got a great following and they're fabulous. So we've got Daisy, Sweet Nothings, and John Gorey.
Nice.
Yeah. So we've got a lot, and then of course Improv Boston is going to be here on July 28th, and on August 18th, we have our Beatles tribute band.
Oh.
Studio 2.
So there really is something for everyone, it sounds like, and you've really tried to put a local focus on it, it sounds like, a clinical focus on it.
Yes, we have, yeah. So,
wow.
So it's exciting, we hope everyone... Oh, I should not neglect Studio Ghibli. That's really popular right now, actually. So this is I don't know if you're an anime fan at all, but anime has just really taken off, and manga, which are the, you know, graphic novels.
Okay.
It's very, very popular with our young people. So so that should be a really fun night. It's an Academy Award winning film.
Oh, okay.
That if you haven't seen it, it's just really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Any plans for fall events right now? Or, I mean, is this...
You know, I'm still hearing from people who want to play and want to perform. So I don't know. You know,
okay.
I'd have to talk to Dave Murphy and see. But I think for now, this is good. I would love to also do a little historic, like, lectures. And honestly, we had hoped to do the Wednesday nights as well, but it just didn't work out.
That's kind of how it all started, right? The Summerfest concert series.
On Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we had hoped to do, like, more children's programming and things like that on Wednesdays. So I think that maybe next season.
We'll are we talking about next season? Okay.
Yeah.
So, but for the time being, it's an amazing feat in a short period of time to put, nine performances together.
Yes, and I just also want to thank, our core group.
Sure, yes.
Who really worked hard to save this place.
Yep.
I feel indebted. I think we all feel indebted to people like Kathy Nason and Helene Sansui. Who really were Laurie Earle and Maria Mulligan. This group has really been the force that kind of brought us all together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I hate to, I always try to, you know, thank people because I know that I've kind of become like the leader of the gang, I guess you could say. But I would not be here talking to you right now if it weren't for the hard work of all of those people. And so we're very grateful to them and so many more.
Sure. And they're welcome to join you here again as well. As, we'd love to talk to them throughout the series and get updates. Or if there's anything new to report, we'd be happy to let you share that with the community as well.
Yeah.
Anything else we'd like to let folks know about right now?
No, I just would really encourage everybody to come out because we have put together a lot of effort to schedule these events. And thank you to Dave Murphy also for his great work collaborating with me on this. And, Mayor Koch, we'd love to see you as well. So, but if everybody could come out and enjoy, that would be terrific because... we really want to show our support not only for the entertainers but also for the amphitheater.
Yes.
That's still very important, you know.
To prove that it still has a relevant place in,
yes.
in Quincy.
Right? Yeah.
And as you mentioned, supporting the performers, if the performers see, you know, a vibrant turnout, they'll be more encouraged to come back and share their story with people in their field, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Friendsofrga.org will be up and running soon.
Up and running soon, yes.
So folks should check
that out. In the
meantime,
the Facebook page is very vibrant.
Okay, all right, so follow you there.
Yes.
Okay. Good to
Thank
see you,
Thank you
Sarah.
So much, Joe.
Thank you for coming over. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Great to talk to you. And
Thank
congratulations
you.
On your success.
Oh, congratulations to us all
to the
for
group.
Pulling this
yeah.
together.
Yeah. And thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.